This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Matt Janella is Golf Channel's travel expert, and he has just debuted a new travel series, Golf Advisor Round Trip. It's a pleasure to welcome Matt Janella back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Matt.
Hello, John. Always a pleasure.
It's great to have you back on the show. Thank you. Thank you for doing this. All right. Tell me about how this project came about.
Well, we've been doing these travel vignettes, Janella's Journeys, the last 5 years, which always has felt like a show within the show, a show on travel within the context of Morning Drive. And what an incredible opportunity, obviously, for me and my crew. I've got a great, talented group of people around me that, we've done about 65 of these journeys all over the world. And we always would come back with what felt like way more material than we got to actually air, on Morning Drive, because we'd keep those to 7 or 8 minutes. And maybe occasionally we would do them in three-part series, so it'd be a three-part series of 7 minutes each to places like Mexico or Ireland. But I always kept saying, "Man, is there any room for a 30-minute show here? We feel like we have, in a 30-minute show, it's 22, 23 minutes of content. I always felt like I think we have that. And if we just had an extra day to shoot that, we would definitely have 23 minutes of content, because my producer, Alex Apegi, is so great at identifying good people. We always built in a little bit of spontaneity, along the journey to try to divert and do something that, might interest us that we never even knew about. And in working and talking with various people at both Golf Channel and at Golf Advisor, which was really looking to try to expand their brand and their reach within the travel space, in a lot of conversations that took place at the end of last year, we came up with a business model that we think might take root. And right now we've sold 7 of them already. We've got 7, what I look at as production partners, people who want help telling their story. We're in the storytelling business. A lot of times they don't even necessarily know who the best people are to tell their story. We can come in and help them identify those people, get that narrative out. And it's, for me, it's kind of just a natural extension of what Journeys was, and now has become this round trip concept. And we have a back end getaways option on the back end of these trips, so we go back and host an event after we've aired the show. So the first show was Dunzante Bay in Mexico. We're going to go back in December and open it up to anybody who will want to join us. Here's my ultimate itinerary. We're going to be there. I'm bringing along Byron Scott, who was on the first show. So it just starts kind of feeding itself and kind of say, hey, here's the destination. You can also join us at the destination a few months from now. So that's the model, and it's fun for me.
All right. Well, and that's all that's really important, Matt. We just want to make it fun for you.
Well, I always say if we're not having fun shooting it, no one's going to have fun watching.
Okay, so a lot of questions about. First of all, and I'll forget to ask this, so I want to ask it now. So these finished pieces are on Golf Channel. Can you also see them on golfadvisor.com? How do folks see these?
Yeah, so there will be multiple airings on Golf Channel. So Dunzante Bay aired twice on May 2nd, primetime 8 o'clock, and then later at midnight West Coast time. And then it'll air again, I think, on May 16th. There are small versions that air on Morning Drive. And then 30 days after that original airing, we can then post them online. So there will be a place that they will exist, you know, digitally, so people can go back and watch. So that's kind of the rollout on how to see them at this point.
We're talking with Matt Janella. We're talking about his new show, Golf Advisor Round Trip. So you mentioned some of the places you're going. Is a goal here, Matt, to kind of show us places we've never thought about, we've never heard of, places that might be new to us?
Hopefully it's a mix, you know, in the big scheme of things. You know, we hope to do about 6 to 8 a year. Right now, like I said, we've got 7. So Myrtle Beach, Scottsdale, Denzante Bay in Mexico was kind of a surprise to me. I would imagine it's probably a surprise to a lot of people. We're at Big Cedar Lodge shooting right now at Top of the Rock, which is a fantastic destination for something like this because they got plenty of activities both on and off course to fill out a show. Ireland will be a show. Reynolds Plantation will be a show. So, you know, it's in some cases, I'd like to think you've heard of them, but maybe never seen them like this before, a real in-depth look at all the options. And that's the other thing we're trying to cater to more of, not just the golf fanatic who happens to be watching Golf Channel. It's the traveling fanatic who might play a little golf that we're also trying to serve here. So with 23 minutes, I think that gives us that possibility.
But golf is sort of a central theme in most of the destinations.
Yeah, for the most part, we've always tried to do at least 40% golf in any one of our journeys that we've done. In some cases, it might be 60% golf, depending on the destination. But I've always felt like the other 60%, if we go 40% golf, is that opportunity to really tell people that, yes, here's the golf, and you might know of the golf. You might have seen the golf on any given, you know, weekend as a tour event or a Champions Tour event or an LPGA event. So you might be familiar with the golf. Yes, we'll tell that story. But in a lot of times in a destination like a Big Cedar Lodge with, like, say, someone like Johnny Morris or an Owen Perry in Denzante Bay, the developer, the visionary, they want people to experience their place for so many more reasons than just golf. So that to me is that's the fun part. Because I know I love golf and we love showcasing it, but that other 60%, whether it be fishing or ATV tours or whale watching or, you know, whatever it might be, I also think that avid golfer has interest in that stuff too. And if it's not their interest, it might be their significant other interest or their family's interest. And that's when we can start inspiring people to try to get up and go. I always say that the goals of our travel series is to inform, inspire, and if and when possible, entertain, in that order. And we stick to that pretty religiously.
Talking about different things that can be done, don't people get married at Big Cedar Lodge? Can't that happen?
Not only can it happen, it did. And I'm overlooking the Top of the Rock here right now. After the marriage suite and the chapel that Johnny Morris actually had built for his daughter's wedding that my wife Katie and I got married at October 15th, 2016.
All right, fine. Okay, you know the date. We're impressed.
And I got that covered. At least I think I got it right. Well, I'll get a shoe in the back of the head if I didn't get that right. Now we're back here with baby Bannon, who's turning one next weekend, and obviously brings back a lot of great memories.
Before I let you go, you mentioned this at the beginning of our conversation. Expound a little on this. The chance for folks to take a trip with you guys, the chance for folks to travel with you guys. Maybe there's some details still getting worked out, but what are your hopes in all of that?
Well, you know, if we can, you know, again, I always say, you know, a lot of times on a buddy's trip that I plan, hey, here's my ultimate itinerary. I've been to this place. Here's what I would do, how I would do it. We sort of took that concept and the idea that we want to provide access, a good deal or special guests, a special trip opportunity on the back end of these shows to say, yes, yeah, you might be inspired to do it. How about you come do it with us? There's going to be all that, the good vibe, good hang, good entertainment, ultimate itinerary, good value. And we want to bring people back. So you go to golfadvisor.com/getaways and And as we roll out these shows, you'll also get rolled out these pages in which it'll break down what your options are, the price points of where it starts and what you can buy into. And we're just trying to get people to come back and experience it the way we experienced it. And it's a great opportunity for me, for us to sort of interact with not only our viewer, but the follower, the avid amateur, the trip planners. Hopefully there's some trips that are planned that they go on a regular basis that might incorporate their trip into the trip that we're planning, and just have fun.
He is Matt Janella, travel editor, travel expert for Golf Channel. Name of the new series, Golf Advisor Round Trip. You can see it on Golf Channel soon, coming to golfadvisor.com. It's good to catch up with you, Matt. Thanks for doing this. Congratulations on all of this, and we'll see each other soon.
Thanks a lot, John. Thanks for the opportunity. Always a pleasure catching up with you. And maybe see you down in Reynolds Plantation.
Thank you, sir.